I still recoil at the smell of fast mustard. A university friend and I were standing and sitting, respectively, my wheelchair with me, at the exit of what was then the Opera House after a night out. Slinky, if I remember rightly. It was blind drunk, and we were dark. "I forgot my fucking coat," my friend shouted, ran back inside, leaving me piling pavement slabs inside my mind to some residual trace of euphoric trance. I'm hazy, but this lady ambled over, from which club I couldn't see, only that over the road three of her girlfriends were giggling, obviously off her heels on pills, given her glassiness as she came nearer and her struggle to figure out where to place her feet on a flat surface, a foal finding a stable stance after fetal. Picking at a McDonald's paper bag, she ended her mysterious slalom to me and slurred, "What's someone like you doing out so late and clubbing? I never knew you people went clubbing." She leaned over. I remember a white puffer jacket, but otherwise nothing of what she looked like, and asked, "Do you like Big Mac?" Put her left hand in the bag, shook it around, lifted it out again, then, palm painted dripping with food, pressed everything over my face, rubbing quickly left to right in the style of Tango TV adverts at the time, laughing and laughing and laughing, shouting, "Have some Big Mac!" I opened my eyes and she was gone. It took seconds to tell my hair was wet. I still recoil at the smell of fast mustard. My friend came out of the club wearing his coat, and I didn't mind, it was dark and I loved him. Looked around the town and couldn't believe, he said, the amount of makeup some girls could get away with wearing.